And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
Well, yes, in Steve's absence, let me ask you this. How often do you get to your dentist for the checkup? I'll be honest here, I haven't been for a long time. I should go. But stats show that around 30% of Australians go without regular dental care due to cost or other barriers. And, of course, this can lead to a range of other health issues. Often, problems with the teeth lead to problems elsewhere. Dr. Avanti Kave is a dentist with the SANS, Fox Valley Medical and Dental Centre. She joins me on the line. Good evening, Doctor.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, and I'm well. Look, your specialty really is special needs dentistry, isn't it? This is a much-needed service. Explain it a bit for my listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Special needs dentistry is a dental specialty that really focuses on planning your dental care in the context of your special health care needs. So I often see patients with complex medical conditions, physical and intellectual disabilities, dementias, and also a lot of patients who've got real dental anxiety and who have difficulties accessing regular dentists.
I suppose for most people, going to the dentist isn't the world's most joyous experience, but particularly if you have a mental disability or whatnot, it could be an extra complication. So in order to work with this, people like yourself have had to do at least, 3 years extra full-time postgrad clinical training?
It's a three-year postgraduate specialty clinical training program. Runs out of the University of Sydney for us in New South Wales, but also we have other programs around different parts of the state, different states and around Australia as well.
What are some of the challenges you find with patients that are that do have special needs?
I think the biggest challenge, and we see this not just in our country but internationally as well, is access becomes a big factor, and a large part of that is really around a lot of assumptions made about patients with additional needs or with special needs. A lot of times, carriers of dental services sometimes don't feel that the confidence to be able to. They don't feel that they have the right setting, or they don't have the right skill set to see patients with disabilities or with additional needs. A lot of times, those with intellectual disabilities or those who might have some communication disorders can easily overcome those to be able to see the community dentist or their private dentist. But for those who do need a little bit of additional support, who might need to have their care under sedation or general anaesthesia, or those who find their medical complexities to be quite challenging, they require specialist input, and that's where we come in.
Because not every dentist, or certainly not every dental studio, has specialists like yourself, is it the case that those with special needs generally have worse oral health than those in the community that do not, because they find it more difficult to access the dentists that have the skills required to help them?
That's certainly one part, but the biggest part, and we know in terms of dental disease, dental disease is really about how you are able to care for your teeth and for your mouth at home. So a large amount of time for those who aren't able to provide their own oral care, or who can't really brush for themselves because of dexterity issues or complexities around gagging or swallowing, or around difficulties with cognition. Example for those our elders in the community who might now have dementia or who are a little bit forgetful. Really, it's about shifting plaque around the mouth and being able to get your fluoride and saliva to kick in and prevent tooth decay. If you're not able to do that at home regularly, then oftentimes we do get a lot higher incidence of dental disease.
I would have assumed so. What's the link generally then between dental health and general health?
Really, I think we need to start thinking about the mouth as being, put the mouth back in the body. We need to start thinking of the mouth as being a part of the body, and your oral health is really a mirror of what's happening in terms of your general health. So if you've got, for example, poor diabetic control, you can oftentimes see that your periodontal disease might also be progressing quickly. You might also have poor wound healing. So if you have a tooth taken out, you might take a little bit longer to heal than someone who's got better diabetic control. Sometimes you can have ulcers and other lesions that pop up in the mouth, which highlight what might be going on with the rest of the gastrointestinal tract, like celiac disease. And other times you can have much more sinister things like leukemias or blood cancers, which might come up as bleeding gums. So it's really important that your dental checkup is actually a really good opportunity for you to not only check your teeth, but also to check what's going on in terms of the rest of your general health.
All right. Well, in between dental checkups, how many times a day should we be brushing our teeth, and what about flossing?
I think really important to do both. You know, the old adage of brush twice a day, floss once a day. The reason behind that is we know that plaque, in terms of the part of biofilm that forms on the teeth, so the bugs in your mouth, take about 12 hours on approximate to try and, you know, stick to the teeth and start to form little colonies. And so every 12 hours, if you're shifting that plaque, then you're stopping some of the adhesion there and stopping the starting of decay, stopping the plaque from forming, which eventually will potentially lead to dental disease.
There's a bit of a story out the other week suggesting that it's not a good idea to gargle straight after brushing your teeth. In fact, doing it the other way around is not a bad idea, but there seemed to be some chemical reaction that went on after brushing teeth with a gargle that wasn't good for your teeth. What's all that about?
Sometimes if you have the fluoride in the toothpaste, which is what we're really after in terms of our silver bullet for targeting dental decay, fluoride is a negative ion, and some of the mouthwashes, particularly chlorhexidine, can then if you gargle with chlorhexidine mouthwash right after you've brushed with a fluoride toothpaste, then we think that from first principles the two actions might actually counteract each other.
Oh, I see.
So it might be a good idea to keep your mouthwash the same components as your toothpaste, for example, a fluoride mouthwash. If you are going to use an antibacterial mouthwash, then perhaps wait half an hour, or you can do the mouthwash first, or you can go ahead and use it at a different meal time, so at lunchtime, for example.
And just before you go, all of these whitening kits that are on the market, are they any good?
Look, it all depends on what you're trying to whiten. You know, if you're trying to get rid of external stains, if you're trying to get rid of decay, no amount of whitening is going to do anything for that. And also your fillings are not going to get whiter with whitening products. But if you've got natural enamel and your natural enamel is now not just thinning, which is sometimes what makes it look more yellow, but also if you've got your natural enamel crystals and you're trying to get the whitening products to kind of, discolor them and reflect more light, that's how whitening works. Then I think, you've got your home kits, which have a lower concentration. And then if you get a professional whitening with your dentist, then much higher concentration, so much more effective. But I think it's really important that you're not trying to use the whitening to cover up actual pathology, which might be underneath, or trying to supplement your cleaning or your professional cleaning in terms of your staining. Yeah.
Good message. Good to talk. Thank you for your time, Doctor. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
By there, Dr. Avanti Carve from the SANS Fox Valley Medical and Dental Centre.